On Wednesday, 29th of February, the exhibition Lux in Arcana, the Vatican Secret Archives revealed, in which priceless documents from the Vatican Secret Archives are on show in an unprecedented exhibition, was inaugurated on Rome's Capitoline Hill. Organised by the Vatican Secret Archives, where these documents are housed, together with Rome's Mayor and Fine Arts Department, it features priceless documents. Among the more famous are those pertinent to three famous trials, that of Galileo Galilei, of the Templars, and of Giordano Bruno, as well as an appeal by Parliament to ask the Pope to annul Henry VIII's marriage to Catherine of Aragon. Others concern the coronation of popes and the Crusades. Rather exceptionally, more recent documents will be on show, among which some concerning the bombing of Rome's San Lorenzo area, as well as that of Vatican City in 1943. The prefect for the Vatican's secret archives is Bishop Sergio Pagano. In an interview in Italian with Vatican Radio, he explains how this exhibition is timed to coincide with the fourth centenary of the founding of the secret archives in the Vatican by Pope Paul V. At the beginning of 1612, and is intended to celebrate the cultural research carried out down the centuries, both at the service of the Church and of the world. Bishop Pagano says the Capitoline museums are an excellent location because they represent, in a way, an historic landmark of papal government for the city of Rome. Asked as to the criteria regarding the documents chosen for the exhibition, Bishop Pagano replies that selection was dictated by various elements, from preciousness to category. Documents, in fact, range from the birch bark American Indians used to write to Pope Leo XVI on to ancient parchments. Another selection criteria, he adds, was that of highlighting the universality of the Church through documents surrounding councils, pacts, concordats and synods, in an effort to illustrate the life of the Church throughout history. Yet another selection criteria surrounded pastoral work carried out by Roman pontiffs in the governing of the Church, and witnessing to how, on the path towards civilization, the word Church was once synonymous with culture. Suffice to think of the role of the papacy in the founding of universities, and within the world of printing and publishing. One last word, all the documents in the exhibition bear the stamp Archivio Segreto Vaticano, but as the word secret should really be translated from the Latin as private, perhaps the wording of this exhibition, which runs until September, should really be Archivio Privato Vaticano, the private archives of the popes. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.